It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. A lot of great things that are coming up that they're getting ready to do. We have an advocacy day coming up on the Hill in Salt Lake City, kind of give them the opportunity to get together, talk to some of the lawmakers, and talk to other people in their fields. Those kinds of things are always great. A live-on license plate. Now, this is very important. It is a special edition license plate that you'll be able to get. And we're going to talk about that and where the money will go for that one. And then we'll wrap up with, you know, they always have their big walks in September for suicide awareness. And we're going to talk about that because even though it's in September, it's still never too early to decide, hey, you know what, I want to sponsor or I want to be a part of this. So we're going to tell you how you can do all of that great stuff. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
Thank you, Dave. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Let's jump right in and talk about this first. We said we'll talk about this first because it's coming up first.
Yes, it's coming up first. February 23rd up at the state capitol beginning at 9 a.m. We're going to be up there with the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention and NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And it's just an opportunity. It's a day to come together with other advocates across the state to meet with our legislators and kind of tell them, about our lived experience and why certain bills are important to us. And it's a good day to just get together on the Hill.
And as you kind of said to me, too, it's great to get up there and talk to the legislatures. But it's also great because you get to meet a lot of the people that are in the same fields as you and talk with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's advocacy day that's not just held to any specific entity, but to everybody across the state. And I think it's one of the most basic liberties is to be able to voice our opinions and have conversations with our legislators. You know, we're the ones that vote them into office. So they need to hear from their constituents and know what is important to you as an individual and us as a Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand Counties, or as the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. We need to let them know what our votes are so that they can take a look at these bills on a larger scale and see how it fits for our community.
And this is really important. So once again, that's going on the 23rd up on the Hill. And then coming up, let's talk for a moment, shall we, about this live on plate. You sent me the email and I'm sitting on it still. I guess I really need to get this taken care of. But it's a great, great thing. The money's going to go to a good place. So let's start talking about all that stuff.
Yeah, so great segue, because last year in the legislative session, Steve Eliason, who is the House representative in the Sandy area, brought a bill to the House with regard to a specialized license plate for suicide prevention and awareness. And as you and I both know, we've got the Live On campaign, which is a statewide suicide prevention campaign, and it's housed by the Department of Human Services and Humanities, and we push it out through billboards and through posters and radio ads and things of that nature. So he brought this bill to the legislation about a license plate. And what's unique about this is that once all the registrations are in or all the applications are in for the license plate, next year, when we renew that specialized license plate, the money that we have to spend to keep that specialized license plate goes straight to the Live On campaign and then is dispersed throughout the state to the local health departments. That might sound a little confusing, so let me back up just a little bit. We need 500 applicants to apply for this specialized Live On campaign license plate. It's free of charge this year to get the application in, where normally I believe it's a $20, $25 specialized plate fee. And once we have those five applications in, then they'll go into production. And so we're looking at about 6 months before we get those. But for the first 500 applicants, it is free to get that specialized plate. And then next year, when you go to re-register your plate, that's when you'll pay the extra money that will go back to the Live On campaign, which will come back to the local health department.
So it's a great way to help out, show some support, and to help out your local health departments with that Live On campaign. So do they just go to the DMV website and it's all there?
So if they go to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand County's Facebook page, the link for the application is on there. If they don't have access to Facebook, they can always call me or contact me and I can send them the application, because it is a specialized, a special group plate application, and it needs to be sent to a specific email address in order for it to be counted against that 500. So please go to the Hope Squad's Facebook page or reach out to me and I can get them an application.
Okay, very good. And then finally, let's wrap up with, we do realize that September is a distance away.
It's a little ways.
But it'll be warmer then. Look at it that way. But let's talk about, every year you have a great, great event that goes on in September. So let's talk about that for just a moment before we get out of here today.
Let's, because you know, the Hope Walk is always my biggest event for the year. I love it. It's an opportunity to bring all the survivors from the community in together for just remembrance and humility and camaraderie, you know, getting back together with people that we have met in the community before that have lost people to suicide, or maybe even those that are currently struggling with a suicidal crisis. And this last year, you know, we had the little the Ambassadors for Hope Choir come out and sing, and that was just amazing. We had Lita Riley, you know, provide food for the community. So we're starting early this year to push it out and try to drive home the need for donations and for sponsorships and things like that. Last year, with just 15 walkers, we raised over $3,000. And a goal that we have set for this year is $10,000. And I think we can do it. And that was another reason why we wanted to start pushing it early, is just to get those donations and those sponsorships in, encourage people in the community to create teams, and maybe make it even a little contest between teams to see who can raise more money. And there, you know, there's incentives along the way. If you raise so much money, you get t-shirts and you get swag, you get this, you get that. And so we just want to let the community know that the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand Counties, in partnership with the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, we are putting on a Hope Walk again this year. It is taking place on September 16th, 2023. We're going to start the registration process at 10 o'clock a.m. and the actual walk itself will start at 10:30. And there might be a few new things thrown in there this year. I don't know. We'll see.
But once again, if people are interested, they can start working on this now.
Yes, absolutely. It's encouraged that they start working on it now.
And if there are businesses out there that would be interested in being a part of it, making a donation, anything, get a hold of you.
Yeah, because by the time that September rolls around, a lot of businesses have already spent their expenditures for donations, right? And I always feel bad going and asking for these donations at the latter part of the year. But so by going and asking for it sooner, hopefully they haven't allocated all of their extra funding and they can point it my way this year.
All right. So once again, if anybody is out there and interested in helping out with that in September, Facebook or phone number, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you?
Either or, but my phone number is 435-636-1153, and you can always find me on the book at Hope Squad of Carbon Emery and Grand Counties.
All right. Once again, Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery and Grand Counties. Thank you so much for stopping in and having a chat with us today. It always makes me feel better when you come in and talk.
Oh, really, I love that. Thank you so much. It's my favorite thing to do too.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.